Have you ever watched a brilliant idea evaporate the moment you tried to act on it? That sudden weight in your chest, the voice whispering, "Who do you think you are?" It's not weakness. It's MARV, not a person, but an acronym, Majorly Afraid of Revealing Vulnerability. This internal critic lives in all of us, a prehistoric alarm system still scanning for saber-toothed tigers when we're just trying to write a song or start a business. Nobel laureate Roger Sperry discovered we operate with two minds, the logical left brain, obsessed with survival, and the fluid right brain, hungry for possibility. When you sit down to create, the left brain panics. It floods you with urgent distractions, emails to check, laundry to fold, sudden cravings for snacks, anything to pull you back to safety. But here's the thing, MARV isn't your enemy. He's a well-meaning bodyguard who hasn't realized that sharing your art won't get you eaten by wolves. Understanding this changes everything. In India, baby elephants are chained to metal posts until they stop fighting. Months later, a thin rope holds them, not because they're weak, but because they've learned struggling is pointless. We carry these invisible restraints too. At 14, Himmelman danced freely to Jimi Hendrix until a girl named Janelle declared him immature. The room went silent. That moment bound his creative expression for 20 years. Looking back, he sees a kid with his own band writing original songs, exactly the uninhibited spirit most artists spent decades trying to reclaim. But MARV whispered, "Blend in, stay safe, don't be weird." These ropes work beneath awareness, shaping what we believe possible without us noticing. The labels we wear, shy, uncreative, practical, are costumes, not skin. At our core, we're simply observers of experience. By naming our elephant ropes, we can finally cut them. Our minds create elaborate narratives to avoid pursuing dreams, mental movies of failure and rejection. These deflators weaponize imagination against itself. Graphic designer Andy Cruz invented maze-like reasons to avoid one simple client call. When finally prompted to just call, he did, and within weeks secured Fortune 500 clients. Deflators operate like slow tire leaks, draining dreams gradually with seductive negative thoughts that feel overwhelmingly real. The solution? Maintain observer status. Stay calm enough to watch your mind work without drowning in its stories. Three deep breaths create this distance. Name your deflators when they appear. Ah, there's the "I'm not ready yet" story again. Write them down to expose their absurd logic. The ancient Greeks understood this. In the tale of Orestes, tormenting furies transformed into wise guides only when he took responsibility and kept composure. Deflators never fully disappear, but when you recognize them as creative fiction rather than truth, they lose their power to paralyze. Imagine a gigantic candy bar representing the joy of engaging in small actions that make dreams real. Himmelman calls this a Milky Way moment. You don't need Carnegie Hall. You get it practicing alone or performing for eighth graders. Beside it sits a tiny dried blade of grass, the meager pleasure of keeping dreams safely in your head, the consolation prize for not taking action. We often choose the grass because there's no public shame in not trying. Science reveals something profound. Focusing creativity on relationships produces the greatest happiness. Unlike material gains, where lottery winners quickly return to baseline mood, relationships continue uplifting us throughout life. Himmelman experienced this writing "This Father's Day" for his dying father in 1983. He composed it spontaneously, crying during the final chorus, and kept the recording, as is, tears and all. Playing it at his father's brunch, the raw emotion broke through everyone's facade. His father carried that cassette in his breast pocket until he died months later. The Milky Way moment wasn't in the perfection, it was in the vulnerable, present act of creation itself. Creativity isn't a special trait. It's a natural force available to everyone. Anthony McCaffrey's study of over 1,000 inventions revealed that functional fixedness limits us. Two people find burrs on clothing. One sees a ruined sweater. The other sees two things lightly fastened together and invents Velcro. Joe Fisher demonstrates creativity through marketing strategies and family surprises, like hiding a diamond ring in a KFC bucket. Meanwhile, professional artists often fall into uncreative patterns. Himmelman caught himself making clones of earlier breakthroughs, trapped by his own formulas. The word passion derives from Latin meaning suffering, revealing that true joy requires dedication. Our culture mistakes fun for joy, but fun is fleeting while joy is lasting. LeBron James, Yo-Yo Ma, Michelangelo, their greatness stems from extraordinary endurance, not just talent. When we dive into creative work, we enter the hourglass, a state where time loses dimension and we become fully present. The challenge isn't identifying what we want to do. Everyone instinctively knows. The challenge is overcoming the fears preventing action. Nearly every failure to bring ideas to life involves one missing element: support. Your posse, even just one trusted person, serves as sounding board, guardrail, and cheerleader. Debbie Gold reinvented herself from Grateful Dead tour manager to creating rediscover jigsaw puzzles using album covers of famous musicians. Despite painstaking licensing agreements and legal obstacles, she succeeded with support from Bob Weir, who provided encouragement and practical strategies. Himmelman formed a posse of 10 trusted friends who serve as each other's personal board members, listening, advising, encouraging risk-taking. The posse helps us relearn comfort with mistakes, restoring joy and possibility. But be careful who you share fragile early-stage ideas with. External deflators can crush tender creative shoots. The Posse Foundation demonstrates this power. Their mentorship program helps urban students achieve a 90% college graduation rate compared to 10% without support. Like pilots constantly making navigational adjustments, successful dreamers understand that pursuing goals requires continual correction. Start simple. Call a friend for advice. Elevate conversations beyond complaints to discuss childhood dreams and practical ways to pursue them today. Connection isn't optional for creative life. It's oxygen. When Himmelman was fired from Judging Amy after nearly a decade, he felt both dread and relief. Walking out, he recognized his own role, particularly failing to build a relationship with Donald, the post-production supervisor. The months after were deeply depressing, his mind jammed full of reasons why his aspirations weren't worth pursuing. His mentor Bob Nordeman once said, "A rut is a grave with both ends kicked out." Clearing mental logjams requires reconnecting with the outside world, visiting children's hospitals, deeply listening to music, exercising, asking for help. Creativity cycles between inspiration and doubt. Learning to observe your emotional states helps interrupt negative patterns before they take hold. Like a river logjam sometimes requiring dynamite, our minds need deliberate intervention when stuck. This isn't about positive thinking. It's about recognizing when you're trapped and choosing action over rumination. Your creativity isn't waiting for permission or the perfect moment. It's waiting for you to take the first small step, the courage to begin while afraid.